Welcome back, Beppers, and what another big week we had in fantasy football. A carnage week, to be honest. Shit went down everywhere, but honestly, I'm not going to look at that because we are sitting here at the end of the Melbourne and the Carlton game, and what an absolutely fantastic game it was. With the Carlton getting away to a massive lead early and then Melbourne roaring straight back. But more importantly, we had some huge fantasy scores. And I am just sitting here laughing my way to the bank on top of getting a Walsh VC with a 140, I think he got. Did not mean that. Completely had to roll back the team after changing my trades 50 billion times in the app, not letting me change them because it's a piece of crap. So, warning, I know you don't listen, but get your ass in there and make the app better. I've only been saying this for about 20 years. I honestly don't think... the whole thing has really, the interface has really changed since I was playing Dream Team back in like 2002. So, things just an aging, archaic piece of crud at this point, and it doesn't run properly at all and just dies all the time. But anyway, enough about ragging out the app. Let's talk about the fact that I had the VC on Sam Walsh last week and completely forgot about even doing the captains at this point, but I've rolled back the team and it gave me Walsh's VC, so I don't have to worry about doing the captains. I can just bask in the glory of the crap app, giving me 140, so that is nice. Yeah, also we had Petrarca roaring out with 134, so there is big talk that Petrarca could get, forward DPP as soon as round 12, so one to watch there. I don't know if you pick him up now, but well, you could early, because if he's going to get those kind of scores. Mind you, it was a fairly free-flowing, fantasy-friendly game, so we're not going to get that a lot. Paddy Cripps has also been doing it pretty well, but he's had some down weeks a lot, so he's probably not really an option, but one watch with 123. Maxi Gorn, who some people may have had the VC on at 109, you'd have to be thinking very carefully about taking that. I know Ross has been thinking very carefully about taking that, going out to the various group chats trying to get an indication. I've told him to take the VC, not because I think it's a good option, because I think it's a bad option. And I really don't want him to get the points that he might get otherwise. So take that any way you like, Russ. But whatever your option you choose, I really hope you just suffer in your jocks. Moving on to the next guy in line, which is Mr. Clayton Oliver with a 99, which is a very handsome score from him. We know he's been... Well, his price is 724 or something, so it was very appealing for people this week, especially, you know, trading out... any of the multiple injured players that we've had hitting us. So, yeah, we've had to look at that. We've also been running a little poll here on Bet as to who the hype player of the week is. We're looking at bringing in a segment because we need more hype, because no one listens to Bet, but it's a serious problem. Well, it's not. There's far greater problems in the world, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. So it's a pretty serious problem, and I should do more hyping, but I just hate promo. I love talking myself up, but I don't want to talk off the podcast all the time, especially if no one listens. I mean, I suppose I could. I could go on the promo offensive and see if that makes a difference, if I can be asked, maybe one day. But anyway, so we talked up hype, and then we thought we should talk up who the hype player of the week is. Speaking of hype, and then talk about hype on the show and use it for a brand new segment. So we do have this new segment, so we put it out to the poll listeners, and the listeners love polls for some reason. They refuse to like, they refuse to comment, but they love a good poll. We had 54 votes in the poll to see who the hype player of the week was. Was it Mr. James Ian Pete Mosling? Clayton Coke Hammy Oliver? Although I've just written Olive there for some reason, which is even kind of funnier. Mr. Breville the Javel Iron? Bruce Revel, that is. It's a good pick if you're going to bring him in. I quite like that. Possibly better cheap options. Or James, who the hell is that guy? Saligo. No, he's been alright, but he has seemed to come out of nowhere, and the Crows mids are just all over the place. Don't know why they've put Saligo in there in the band with some of their better scorers, but hey, it's working for him, so he's been an option as well. But yes, Clayton Cocami Oliver picked up 50% of the votes, so he is our hype player of the week. And I would have to say, he has lived up to that hype. And at 724, I will double check that. That's 722. I was off by two. But at 722, if you went there, and yeah, it was a definite option. I looked at doing that before I realised that half of my players were injured and Zach Williams was out and they couldn't do it. So that annoyed me. And yeah, I've gone I really like Saligo, so I bought into that. I was going to go Saligo and Oliver, but then I couldn't afford it. So I've just gone Saligo. But Oliver would have been a really good choice. So he lives up to the hype. I think he runs pretty good. Yeah, Eagles, Saints, Dockers, Pies into the bye. And then North, Lions, and West Coast after the bye. That is juicy. Even if he didn't get him this week, I think he's a genuine option for next week, because his break even was 97. I checked that, so he's only just got over the break even, so he's probably only going to be a few thousand dollars more expensive next week, and his run will be, you know, much the same. So yeah, that's probably one to launch into next week if you haven't launched into it this week. So hype definitely there. Tick, tick, tick. Hype player of the week lives up to the hype. Go you hype. Ian Peatling didn't even get picked, so he wasn't there. Bruce Rebel, I don't think he makes it as a hype guy. Saligo, we'll see. We'll see. I have personal hype about Saligo, but we'll see. So that finishes our little intro into the hype player of the week. Maybe it's like hype. Whatever you like. You know, pick your poison. I could do a sting, but I'm really not going to. So, yeah. Without further ado, let's jump into the semi-regular format. And have a look at the teams. Alright, let's start off with Geelong and Port at the Cattery. Now, I've got the Cats doing this reasonably comfortably. I think Port will put up a fight, but yeah, the Cats will done. Nothing terribly fantasy relevant out of those ins and outs, you know, outsides. Oh, I guess it was, really. Not for Geelong, anyway. Mark Connor, Parfitt, Muslin, Royston Moulin. Come in, Zach Toy, you're relevant to draft, Jack Burns, maybe also, Tanner Bruin, yeah, probably a draft guy. They're all out, so yeah. Geelong Cats there's a few fantasy relevant players in there, but it's always tricky. Probably more draft guys. I think the big thing in there is that midfielders score against the Cats, so yeah, that's one to watch for your, well, not Rosie, obviously, he's out. But your likes of your Butters, even your Ollie Wines. Port's run is really good. I've looked at Ollie Wines, I don't mind it. But yeah, your Olivers and your Saligos are obviously much cheaper. So also, pods are going to burn you at this time of year when you get comp injuries. So don't know if I recommend Ollie Wines, but I don't mind it. It's caught my eye over the last couple of days. I've looked at it, and I've looked at it closely. But yeah, on the Port side, obviously, Rosie is out. That copped us last week, which wasn't a surprise. Ken Hinckley, nice work playing the injured players, getting them more injured. Yes, God. Jordan Sweet was out as well with illness. Apparently he had the Rona, but it only says illness. So, yeah, I don't know what the Rona rules are. He could have played, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, he's not playing, so completely just, you know, burning anyone that picked up Sweet a couple of weeks ago or played that ludicrous three-ruck play. I know, yeah, Louis did a bit of that, so just eat a big one, Louis. I am overjoyed that that hasn't worked for you. I love to watch Louis just cop bullets. Sorry, he's a good guy, but he's even better when he's not winning. Yes, so that was it. The Port guys, yeah, a few injuries there. Dylan Williams also out. Burgoyne out. Lucky Jones out. Alirelia Joss in. Vicentini comes into play, rock, as well as Finlayson's back. So. Finlayson could be a waiver wire guy. Vicentini certainly is. Yeah, trade outs, you want to get rid of Rosie, I would think. You want to get rid of Sweet. You could potentially hold Sweet with an illness if you can cop it, but the way most people are structured at rucks with Sweet in, I wouldn't think people can cop it. So, yeah, don't know if I'd be holding there. Trade-ins, there's that guy, you know, with the milk products. What's his name? Butthead, yeah, he's probably alright. Wally Wines we spoke of. Vicentini, I wouldn't be going there because he's probably only going to be there for 1 week, but he's a fantastic draft streaming value. And yeah, that's probably it. Butters is captain. Yeah, if you want to do that, you can. Do it at your own risk and hopefully it, you know, punches you in the butt. Alright, Frio and the Sydney Swans. I think the Swans are going to get this done reasonably easily. I'll tip the Swans by 15, even though, yeah, it's at the Dockers house. The House of Dockers. Perth, whatever it's called. Perth Bowl. Yeah, so Cooper Simpson's been omitted, which is interesting because he signed a new contract earlier in the week. Sign a new contract, then get the arse. That's just kind of sucks because I really like him. Especially then they brought in Swatowski and Voss, which bleh, complete nothing. Anyway, Sean Darcy is out, which kind of sucks for all of us, which traded out Jackson the last couple of weeks, including me, who traded him out last week. So yeah, that's really punching us in the butt. So is Jackson the trade back in guy? Really depends on what's wrong with Sean Darcy, I don't know. So do your research on that, and you could consider not... Well, you would consider not trading him out, but you probably wouldn't consider bringing him back in, unless Darcy's got a long-term injury, I don't know. Out on the Swan side, you've got McCartan is out, and Francis is in. So yeah, there's not too many huge trade-out guys. People have been trading out Roberts, which I don't think there's any rush to trade out Roberts, especially when you've got probably better things to try. Fife. Oh, he's going to be an up-and-down guy. He's probably worth riding if you've got him, but if you're trading him out, I don't hate it either. Sean Darcy, if anyone would, for any particular reason, be rocking Sean Darcy, wouldn't be keeping that up. Yeah, trading in. If you can afford it and you go all the way, it's up to like a sarong. There's value in a ratio, but I don't really think I can recommend it. Luke Jackson, would you be trading him back in? I say no. Streaming, yeah, Swan's forwards I quite like, and Matty Faz has recommended doing that, so that's a possibility. He also recommends Rampy, thinks there's going to be points in that. Apparently, it's the Prio matchup is a good for Rampy-esque defenders, whatever that means. Captains-wise, you know, Errol, the big mids for Prio, Sarong would probably be my pick if you've got Sarong, and I think it's not a bad week to bring in Sarong if you want to go all the way up there and spend a whole lot of money off the injury concerns we had. Yeah, do that. All right, let's move on to the next. Hawthorn and what my son calls the Stink, STK, the St Kilda. So apologies to Freo fans, because they can get stuffed. Apologies to the poor downtrodden St Kilda fans, of which some of my relatives are St Kilda fans. And it sucks to be them because, well, A, some of them are my in-laws, so they're married to my family, so it even more sucks to be them, especially if you're Saints fans. I don't know what it is about Saints fans and marrying my siblings. I'm going to have a look into that. I think it's just an all-round lack of taste. Yes, I think I will have to bring that up at the next family event, because that is a great line. Yeah, let me know if you think that's a fantastic line, because I'm really strong on that. Anyway, we have on the Hawthorn side Luke Bruce, Seamus Mitchell, and Jai Sarong, the crappy Sarong, coming in for Sicily. So I don't know if anyone would have Sicily in Classic, but certainly a draft relevant out. Joss Ward and Harry Morrison, so meh. On the Saints side, Liam Henry and Ben Patton come in. And where the hell is Paddy Dow? You know, all the hype in the preseason. Speaking of hype, there was hype around Paddy Dow and trading him in, and you know, all the preseason work he was doing, he injured himself, and he's been playing VFL for 2 weeks now and doing quite well, from what I can gather. And they're not picking him. Granted, they don't really have problems in the midfield, but still, surely you would sit him on the bench or at the sub or something. Just inject some hype into the boringest team in football. Anyway, Matthias Filipao goes out and Ryan Burns go out. So the Burn Poo, they're going out, yes. Trade options, yeah, well, I mean, obviously you'd be trading out Sick Dog if you had him. Would you be trading out Marshall? He's got Jack Hayes for company now, and Jack Hayes did all right last week. Mind you, I think Marshall still did all right, but yeah, you've got to think about getting rid of him. Mind you, there's lots of injuries everywhere, so you're pretty much not going to bother this week, but certainly one to watch. Trade-ins, I think Sinclair's a big option. Some of the work that he's been doing for the Saints there, and as a back option, he's pretty fantastic. Let me just check his fantasy value. 846 defender with the last three average of 109.3 and the last five of over 100. So yeah, that's pretty fantastic value, and you're probably going to be looking at some of your high voltage defenders, especially if you're getting a Yo out of there and you want to spend a bit more money. And go up to one of the better guys. That's certainly an option. I don't mind that at all. People have also been trading in Meek. And by people, I mean Nug. So I don't know if that counts as people. I think other people have been doing it, but they might have been influenced by Nug, which sounds ludicrous. Ludicrous enough that it couldn't possibly be true. So I'd have to assume they haven't been influenced by Nuggets. Anyway, he's got a last average of 89. Last five average of 83. Let's have a look at his last few runs. 100, coming off 117, albeit against the Bulldogs, and we know that English gives up points and Marshall doesn't, but then he's got Port, which are having ruck problems, and the Lions, which Big O gives up more points than he used to, but then the Crows and the Giants. I suppose Briggs gives up a few points, so it's not horrible play for 654 if you want to be saving some coin, especially like if you've had sweet issues. Sweet issues, they certainly haven't been sweet issues, they've been super sucks all. But yeah, honestly, it's a decent play, but I can't recommend it because it's just on the principle of the Nug thing. And also, yeah, I don't want to hope that the general community has a bad day, and I want to hope that Nug has a bad day. So yeah, don't get on the Nug bandwagon because I hope it will turn out bad for you. Captaincy-wise, Steele's been going good. Sinclair, Marshall, yeah, I like all of those guys. I think there's going to be value in Saints players here, obviously. Trading those guys in is going to be a pretty good option. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but probably not their forwards, they're really crappy, but certainly Saints defenders and Saints midfielders. If you can find some of those sitting around on the waiver, take them in. You're going to have a good day. Moving on to Essendon and GWS. Now, I think I'm actually tipping Essendon to get up here, but GWS were obviously down on last week, and they're obviously a very good side, but I don't mind some of the work Essendon's been doing. So, yeah, it's obviously an upset here, but I think it's pretty good. The only change for Essendon is bloody Doosma. I think I was pretty much the only person that picked him as a pod, and I had a fantastic first week, and a reasonable second week, and then a down third week, and now it's just burnt me, and I put Doosma on the never again list, and I bagged him out at any goddamn opportunity, and now he's gone and burnt me again. So I am just pissed off with that guy, and his brother or whatever, cousin or whatever it freaking is now out as well. The whole Doosma clan's out to get me. They're just jerks. I just hate them. So I'm not happy, and I have to trade out Doosma as well as bloody Yo, as well as bloody Williams, and Caldwell's a question mark to get subbed out late. So, I just didn't need that. Zach, you freaking jerk. I hate you. And I'm not bloody happy. I almost want to stop the pod here because freaking Doosma has burnt me like I knew he would, because it was a goddamn risk to bring him in. This is why you don't pick pods, people. This is why you don't pick pods. We can almost stop that game there because I've just pissed off with that guy. Anyway, we won't. Cogs is back. Haynes, Stone, yeah. Old mate Weir came out. Brown. And more importantly, everyone's new darling Peatling got omitted, which is odd because he dominated last week, I thought. And they didn't really... I suppose Haynes is coming in. Maybe they want Haynes instead of Peatling. I don't know. Just a strange choice, that. It doesn't boon people because people just... You know, obviously, we'll pop him back in. But if no one's watching the team selections, which, if you're not watching the team selections, you play fantasy, you just deserve to cop bullets like that. It's not a bullet. You should be getting him out in your team before freaking Saturday or whatever it is. So, not a problem. Would have been funnier if it was next week. Anyway, Green is still playing allegedly, but he's one to watch because he's either going to get laid out or he's possibly going to be injured early, like Rosie was. I can't believe they would sub him out last week and then think they're just going to name him again this week. Very strange. Also, Caldwell's a big injury watch because he was injured and subbed out of the game. I don't know if he subbed out or he just sat on the bench. I can't remember. But he certainly was on track to get a ton, and then he didn't. That's another annoying pick that's burning me. Bloody Bombers are burning me up. Might have to stick away from them, but I won't because I want merit. And I actually don't mind getting Martin either, so I mightn't stick away from them. But yes, that's a problem. Going to one to watch for Caldwell. Trade-ins, obviously not Peatling. Don't mind Cogs, but probably off an injury. He'd wait another week to see what he does. Martin and Merritt, yeah, pretty upstanding trade-ins. If you're getting one of your injured guys and you want to go up again, I think Merritt's fantastic. Captaincy, again, Merritt, probably the big standout. Green, if he's fit, I think go for it. But yeah, maybe the VC on that one, because it's real sketchy. The whole Green thing is real sketchy. All right, on to the next. Richmond and the Western Bulldogs. Again, I'm tipping upsets because I feel like this is upset week. Even though probably me making these tips is the only one that's going to get upset. Oh, I love that upset pun. It's just fantastic. Anyway, Richmond by 3. Grimes. Oh, no. He's got dropped. I've written this wrong. McIntosh, Naismith, all dropped. Naismith, probably a draft relevant guy. Grimes for the super, super, super deep leagues like the BEP League. Yeah, thank you. Even then, he's on the waiver wire, getting his 23s or whatever it is. Anyway, Grimes is out. Bolters, yeah, not a bad guy for a draft or a keeper league. At least from a football point of view. I don't know what his scoring's like. Anyway, Prestia and Graham, for the Western Bulldogs. It seems like they brought in, like, complete nobodies. I won't bother even except this free jar guy, which, yeah, could be one if you're looking for your rock bottoms. What's he paying? Let's have a look. How do you spell his goddamn name? FR. FRE. God, why are there so many FREs? Freeja, J Freeja. Mid forward, 200k. Yes, could be not terrible. I did read somewhere he got talked up, but he's a Bulldog, so probably want to stay away from. Bulldog out. Libba, Baker, Bukukamas, Clark. Yeah, Baker, annoyingly, I have him in the BEP League, so I paid very little for him, to be fair. But would have been nice to have a green dot mid. He's out, which is annoying. Buddy Paul's jibbed me there. Thanks, Paul. No, he's all right, Paul. But he did jib me, so he's a bit nug-like there. I don't know if nug-like is a compliment. I'm pretty sure it's not. It's not intended to be a compliment. So take that as you like. Not as you like. Take it as a bloody insult. Anyway, Libba's out, so that's going to burn a lot of draft players as well. Mind you, everyone kind of expected it. Trade-ins. Would you trade in McRae? He's still cheap, and he did okay last week. I think there's better options, but you could. This Frigidge guy, whatever his name is. Yeah, maybe. Probably not. Yeah, I don't know if I traded any Richmond guys either. Stream-wise, yeah, Dogs against Richmond. Dogs defenders against Richmond, more specifically. Captaincy, you know, I can't really recommend anyone. Maybe in English, but yeah, even then he's up against Nang. McRae, Treloar, if you want to throw something at the wall. Matty Faz recommends Bramble against the Richmond defenders, so that's a possibility. We'll see how that turns out. Yeah, if you want to pull him off your waiver wire, Matty Faz has had a reasonable track record recently, so give that a go. I'm just going to stop here and pour myself a gin and tonic because I forgot to buy beer. But I found some really shit gin in the cupboard. Honest Spirits True Penny. I think it was like $30 a bottle for a 700ml, which is great value, but only means it's rubbish in it. It's pretty rubbish. But, you know, bit of spirits mix things up on the usual beer outing. Can't recommend that. Unless you're chasing value. But if you're chasing value, you might as well buy Goon. Goon presents excellent value, especially in our tough economic times. Go and buy a sack of Goon. Just enjoy yourself. Anyway, speaking of Goon, we've got the Goon equivalent of football. The Gold Coast up against the... Well, what's less than Goon? Because, yeah, North Melbourne are obviously going to lose to the Gold Coast. So I guess... God. Really shit beer, like what, Han Light Ice? Yeah, here we go. It's the Goon of football up against the Han Light Ice of football. I don't know if anyone's old enough to remember Han Light Ice, but it was really, really crap. Also, like Carlton Clear or Carlton Cold, the clear one. Yeah, that was bad. So take your pick on those two beers, the terribleness of them in the 90s and early 2000s. They both represent North Melbourne and how crap they are. Except they're fantasy relevant, which those beers aren't. The analogy falls down, but I'll stand by it. Anyway, relevant selections on this one because we know what happened to Will Powell. Was a bit naughty. Gets suspended for 5 games. Sexton comes in his place. Well, I suspect it's his place. So that's very relevant. I wouldn't be recommend bringing him in, but it's fantastic for my keeper and draft teams, which have kind of been less good since Sexton went out. And there was a lot of promise. I've had a lot of money for Sexton and keeper, annoyingly. Had a hell of a lot of promise and delivered very little. So he gets a second grab at it, thanks to naughty, naughty willpower. So, fantastic. Thanks for that, Will Powell. Not to condone what he did, but the immediate ramifications of that will work for me quite nicely. Anyway, Fiorini has been managed, which sucks for draft owners. David Swallow, Rory Atkins, Ethan Reed. First probably sucks for keeper owners. And Will Graham, which might suck for someone. Bodie Uhland, Lloyd Johnson, who I've not heard of. Alex Davis, Joel Humphrey, and Bailey Humphrey is in. I quite like Bailey Humphrey. I don't know why he was out in the first place. Anyway, they have to make changes because they were woeful last week against freaking Lions, who had like 3 fit players. Mind you, I was happy to see it. People are, you know, talking about the end of the world from the Lions wise, but, you know, I think, you know, that kind of performance shows a lot of character from the Lions. I am bullish on what we can, you know, achieve going forward. I'm not unrealistic, but I think bullish. Some of the new players, which we'll speak about when we get to the Lions game, showed a lot. So, yeah, Lions are on the, well, not the up and up, but the up. We are on the up. Anyway, back to this game. North. Will Phillips, Charlie Azzaro's back, and Hugh Greenwood for your super deep keeper league. It's like BEP, which I have Hugh Greenwood, so that's fantastic. Josh Simpkin for the draft owners. Toby Pink, who many of us have on the bench, he is out, so that sucks. Simpkin is also out, as I forgot to mention. And Zane Duzma, who just is a Duzma, so obviously he's out. Again, hurting our bench in a time where we can ill afford to have the bench hurt with so many goddamn injuries. Trade-wise, yeah, would you trade in Sexton? I would not. Would you trade out Duzma? I would. Would you trade in Charlie Azzaro? I would not, but you could hold him. Would I trade out Toby Pink? Hell yes, but I think you've got better things to do. Would I get in any Gold Coast players? Anderson, maybe. Raul. I have Raul, actually, in Classic, but he was unimpressive last week, but I wouldn't trade him out. He had one down week, and I think the Lions kind of marked him a bit. So, yeah. One to watch. If he's having another down week, then maybe you can trade him next week, but I think he's probably got better things to do than trading Raul. But I wouldn't trade him in. But again, one to watch. He's been actually doing pretty well. Captaincy-wise, yeah, again, your midfielders here. Anderson, Raul, maybe even Witz. You've obviously got Sheezel, which is one to consider. He had a down week last week. I did watch that. I was actually at that game, and I don't notice why Sheezel had a down week. I just didn't see a lot of him, and it was annoying. But I was preparing for Auskick, which was fantastic. I'd never done a halftime Auskick when I was a kid, but got to take my son there. Absolutely loved it. Probably spent too much time just soaking it all in and not enough time looking after the kids. But, yeah, well, that's a problem for Auskick, isn't it? Not me, I guess, in the long run. But, yeah, that was fun. Loved it. Anyway, waiver-wise, Tom Berry is what Matty Faz says. I'm inclined to back him in there because I like the berries, even though I cut the berries from my Keeper League team. Still don't mind it. Don't mind it, Matty Faz. You're doing all right. Collingwood and the West Coast Eagles. I think West Coast is going to win this because I don't think, just think it'd be funny. West Coast by 12. So they've got Reef McInnes, Ed Allen, Finn McRae, Jack Vitale, which is one to watch because he come off the SPP list. Not Steel Panthers for those FKL players playing at home. Steel Poindexter Panthers with an extra P. You bloody stupid Josh Craze and your stupid Panthers. Just a whole lot of in-jokes. Or rather just in-insults. But Craze knows his crap, so yeah. It's more just home truths than in-insults. But yeah, anyway, take that or leave that, Craze. Your team's playing the Mighty Haircuts this week and you get it spanked, and I'm going to enjoy it. Anyway, SPP, Jack Bytel. Yes, one to watch. If he gets... We're talking extended benches with these because we're on Sunday, so if he gets picked... certainly one to keep an eye on. Joe Richards, Charlie Dean, yeah, out. Lockie Schultz, Brody Majacek, Bro McCreary. Yeah, obviously Ed Allen, Joe Richards, and Jack Bytel are new. But Jack Bytel, I think probably, you know, because he's played a bit, he's probably going to cost money in the fantasy sense. Let's have a look. 270, not much as I thought. Yeah. If he doesn't have job security, 270 is a lot. If he's got job security, he can show something, because obviously he's been around the track before. Well worth a look if he can get some game time. But yeah, back to the teams. West Coast obviously have Elliot Yeo injured, which is massive, and the word is he's out for 2+. I don't know how official that word is, but that's the word from the various different group chats that I'm in, which include, you know, some medium names in the AFL fantasy community. I obviously don't you know, super mates with your traders or a couple of the hat trick guys, but you know, your ball boys, your pod pods, you know, they're too cool to talk to me, but yeah, a couple of the bigger names think it's 2+, so that's one to watch. Jake Waterman, which has been, you know, has been good for draft, very good draft forward. He's out too, which sucks. Noah Long injured, whatever, that guy probably only in your deep, you know, BEP kind of keeper leagues. Tyrrell Dewa, he's a new guy, probably have a look. Andrew Gaff, Jaden Hunt's a draft relevant guy, so good to have him back. Jermaine Jones, well, potentially back, these are squads, as we say. Jermaine Jones, Ryan Marek, Harry Edwards, so yeah, keep an eye on those benches tomorrow at 5:10. Could be some interesting selections there. From a trade point of view, obviously you want to get rid of Yo. In draft, you want to get rid of Waterman. You could make trades in draft, depending on what is you know, length of injury is. Trade ins, yeah, you could have a look at that Dua guy. Now, the other big one that comes up is people are trading in Dacos. He's one of the biggest trade ins of the week, which, to be honest, is a little shocking, and more from the point of view of why don't people already have Dacos? Why didn't people start with Dacos? And I just can't condone bringing in Dacos, because it means you're too stupid to not have already had him. And if you're too stupid to not already have Dacos, I really do have to question why you're playing this game. So I think for anyone who's looking to bring in Dacos this week, I humbly advise you to go find a mirror and just have a good hard look at yourself and ask yourself, why am I such an idiot? Because, I mean, you probably don't need to ask that question, to be fair. I don't. It is a little bit harsh of me to say you should be asking yourself why you're such an idiot. But that is mainly because we already know the answer to that question. And I can tell you. And if anyone wants to hit me up and ask me why they are such an idiot, I can probably provide that answer rather than spending time, you know, staring into the mirror and having a good hard look at yourself. Because that's just the kind of service we provide here on BEP. You know, we're here for the community. We're here to save people time on questioning why they're an idiot. You know, we can do that quickly. We can do that painlessly. And we can do that effectively. And for cheap. Not free. No, we're not piss farting around here. We don't give away free services. But it is very, very cheap. So, yeah, can recommend that. Anyway, streaming Collingwood forwards. Yeah, obviously, because West Coast, West Coast. But they're not as bad as we thought. But, yeah, Matty Faz recommends Jamie Elliott. So, yeah. Don't mind that. Get on board the Jamie Elliott show. All right, jumping into the real football. The last game of the round for the second week running, which is probably no surprise because the Lions have not been watchable in any sense of the fashion. That said, last week their game was an absolute fantasy bonanza, mainly because they didn't have any substitutions left and they had no choice but to leave all the players on there, including guys like Zorko and McCluggage and Neil just racking it up. Zorko had something ridiculous, like 40 putty kicks and 180 fantasy points as I make too much noise screwing around with a gin bottle. You know, it's just a sign of where things are at, I think. But yeah, Zorko was big, but I don't know if I can condone bringing him in because, you know, there's too many risks and he's going up and down, guy, but you forgot him and you haven't traded him out. Certainly worth holding on to and riding that roller coaster out. So yeah, Adelaide make no outs, and they bring in Sam Berry, Chris Burgess, and Lachlan Murphy. So, obviously, they can't. Well, they could make no outs and just drop all of those guys, which wouldn't entirely surprise me. They were pretty good last week, so keep an eye on the benches for that. But yeah, obviously, the Lions had a whole lot of injuries. Ustasevich, McCarthy, Gardner, Answorth. I think there were a couple on the bench as well, which must have pulled up okay. But yeah. Some of those don't come up because they didn't make the team to start with last week, so they don't come up as outs. Just pummeled in terms of injuries. So they have Archie, Lyons, Pryor, Fort, Shadow. No, I've listened to the Lyons podcast. So big ups to the raw deal. You know, they say it's Shadow, which it doesn't look like at all. You know, I'm not big on French pronunciation. But Shadow sounds weird. Shadow Bryan is probably what I'm going to call him. So Shadow Bryan's new, and there is talk that he may actually get a game. I don't know if I'm backing that in. He was also apparently going to play off halfback. So yeah, definitely one to watch. Get him off the waiver wire in your deeper leagues, I think. Good stash, if nothing else. So, yeah, but I'd say it's probably going to be RG, Lions, and it could be Pryor. It wouldn't be Fort. I don't see them bringing in Darren Joyce because he hasn't done much in the VFL. So it's probably out of Pryor and Shadow or whatever you call him. I think they'll probably lean to Pryor just because he's got experience in the side and they've already got a lot of debutants in. But yeah, if they want to give Shadow a run, they might just do that. So again, one to watch at 5:10 tomorrow or whenever they drop those bloody extended squads. Trade-wise, yeah, we spoke about Zorko. We spoke about Saligo off the top. He's been getting it done, still early 700s. Been racking up those 100s, really consistent guy. I'm bringing him in this week. I really like him. The only problem is they could easily flip the switch on that Adelaide midfield and it could all change again. So, yeah, you never know what's going to happen there. We've got Revel. We've got Morris. We've got Brain, whatever his name is. Loman, McKenna, Wilmot. Yeah, effectively, you know, the injury chaos at the Lions just opens up all kinds of potential in terms of trade-ins there. I do like McKenna. I think I'm actually bringing him in, but I might change that because I'm not sold on it. But it's a, you know, downgrade, yo kind of move, make some money. Loman, I don't know that he's 400, so the value might have gone. But if you got him, he's going to be great. And I've got him, and he's going to be great. People are bringing in Revel. I'm half inclined to go the other way and get Morris, but I think Revel's fine for the kind of early 200s money with probably some good job security unless they, you know, dump him out and put Lions in, which I suppose is a possibility. I'd hate to see that because Lions is just such a plodder, but from a fantasy perspective, he's good. So if he's on waiver-wise, pick him up. Captaincy-wise, you've got Zorko, you've got Neil, you've got Dawson, you've got, you know, the Adelaide mids, you've got the Adelaide rucks potentially. So there's all kinds of things you could do. I don't really think you'd want to be risking a C on this game, given it's so late in the piece. But there's you know, fantasy money points to be made there. So that's not bad. I don't mind that at all. Now we're going to explore a new segment here. Now we've done for the games for the round. Because we did discuss new segments in the BEP chat today because of the lack of listeners. We're trying to entice people in with some new segments. One that was proposed was a lucky listener. So I don't know how we would decide the lucky listener. Maybe you would have to ping BEP on the comments and I would pick one. And then have a look at your team and kind of, you know, discuss it. Maybe give you tips for trades. Maybe I'll just bagger you out. Maybe just go back and find the trades and tell you about your worst one you've made and how shit it was and kind of laugh. I'm tickled by that one, but might not bring in the listeners, to be honest. I don't think if I look through people's teams, I can actually see the trades that they've made. No, it doesn't show me the trades unless I jump back. Let's have a look one. No, I could kind of reverse engineer them, but it doesn't show me them. It might be too much of a pain in the ass to work them out. Unless you want to tell me your trades, which I would find that amusing, unless they were good, in which case I'd probably have to begrudgingly give you some respect. So yeah, we might try that out. So we'll start this week, and we obviously haven't gone and selected a lucky listener. Now I did think about like making a spinning wheel on, I'm in heaps of leagues, so I was going to spinning wheel on picking a league and then a ladder position to kind of find one lucky team in there and then talk about where that team's at and what trades they've been making and how they've been going. But I actually thought it'd be funnier to just pick Hawker and bag him out because I know he's had a bad week. I know he's a very proud man, especially around Classic, and he's been kind of hiding in the background because he did really shit last week and his team's been going crap. So I thought it'd be funny to bring that to the spotlight and just have a look at what Hawker's doing and how his team's been going and, you know, mainly where it's shit. So without further ado, let's bring up Hawker's team, because I'm in the BEP Classic League with him, scoring a wonderful 1897, not even making 1900 last week. That was shit. Yeah, I can see why you don't like this team, Hawker. With an overall ranking of 22,576, which is actually about my ranking, so I shouldn't step on it too much, but I will, because it's shit. Yeah, he's still got Zach Williams. Let's look at some players that he's got that are poo. Harley Bunnett, but he's a looper, that doesn't count. Harvey Gallagher, yuck. Riley Sanders, he's still got Riley Sanders, mustn't have been able to get rid of him. Zach Reed, yuck. Who else? His back line's actually okay. Sheasel, Martin, Young, Khaleesi, Yo, Stewart. Stewart's been down. He wouldn't be happy with that pick. Still got Matty Roberts in the midfield. He was rocking Tom Green last week, which sucks for him. With a nice 7 and M3. Ooh, I am enjoying that one. Oh, he's got Jordan Sweet, so that sucks for him. He was actually alright last week, but yeah, he's going to have to make a move in that space. He's got Isaac Heaney, which is nice. And he's got Harley Reid, which only got the 55 last week. Harvey Thomas on the bench, which has been down. He's still got Tom Powell, so he's going to have to do something with that. Dempsey hasn't been great. He's at F4, so yeah, like, it's not the worst team, but it does have a series of structural issues, which I suppose is like any team at this stage. Oh, he's got Connor Rosie. Oh, so he's looking at Rosie, Sweet, Yo. Oh, who else is going to be? It would need to be a trade out this week. Potentially Tom Green, hopefully. I mean, he's got some DPP, he can move around in Bonner, but yeah. He is not looking good. I reckon he's going to, well, unless he got some, you know, Sanders isn't back, Reed's not back. What's he going to do in the ruck? He's going to have to trade out the ruck. Maybe play Garcia or Graham. Like, he could possibly cop a donut this week. Oh, I'm really enjoying this. Yeah, that's not a good place to be, Hawker. I mean, you probably already know this, but things aren't looking good for you, mate. And I would, yeah, well, obviously you want to minimise your ability to cop a donut, and you probably want to be, you'd have to ride Tom Green. I'd be trading out Rosie and Yo. No, you probably even have to keep Rosie, especially because it potentially be a 1 week, so you'd have to get rid of Sweet and Yo. Maybe you'd do a Nug. Oh, you'd have to go up to even get to Meek. Oh, God. Maybe Yo down to a cheapie. But there's not even Peatling. You can't even go to Peatling. Yo down on McKenna or someone, make some money, put Sweet up. Yeah. Or do some, bring Yo in as like in DPP and put Roberts back. And then, yeah, try and buy a cheaper mid and then put some money on Sweet. Maybe that's a better option. I don't know who, I can't be bothered looking, but that would be my recommendation, so. It's not an insurmountable hurdle, but it's a shit one. So, yeah, he's got his work cut out for him. Let's have a look at his starting squad and kind of point out some obvious mistakes. I think everyone started with Zach Williams, so that's fair. He copped it starting with Christian Salem. Yeah, I think everyone started with Sanders, but just to still have him, that's just bad management. Starting with Jai Clark, that didn't work out for him. Oh, hang on, he started with Colby McKercher. Does that mean he doesn't? He traded out McKercher. Oh, I mean, that's not terrible management, but it's bad luck. So that's going to cop him. He started with Windsor, everyone did. I traded out Windsor too, so I can't really talk about that. He started with Grundy, and he traded out Grundy. Must have gone the Grundy to Sweet move. I mean, that looked good at the time. There was a couple of weeks there where that looked like a really good idea, but I didn't recommend it at the time, and I don't recommend it now. So you should have probably listened to Bep there. So it sucked in. Who else is that? With Zach Fisher? Yuck. Charlie Lazaro, fair enough. I think everyone started with Sexton. Starting with Cadman was a mistake. Matty Roberts, Riley Sanders, Ollie Wines. Well, he started with Ollie Wines, which is not good. He didn't have enough, you know, in the preseason to really warrant starting with him, but he did start with Martin. He started with Newcomb as well, so. And he started with Connor Rosie, which I wouldn't have done either. So this is not a good starting squad. I'm here to say, Hawker, that you have not picked a good starting squad. You've actually done all right to kind of recycle this to a semi-reasonable team because you made some serious mistakes to start with. So that is that. That is Lucky Listener. So if you want that treatment, if you want to be Hawker next week, just pop us a comment in and say, give us a link to your team and say, come and look at my team. And, you know, if it's good, I'll actually give you some praise. But the likelihood is I will take the piss out of it. So if people enjoyed that, that's our new segment. So without further ado, let's have a look at bold prediction. Now, I don't know how bold it is, but for fantasy, I'm just going to go with Tom Green either is a late out or he subbed out of the game reasonably early because he's hurt himself and he shouldn't have played. So, yeah. I can really see that happening, and I don't probably. I should probably pick something else because it's not that bold. But maybe I'll go with Zorko to score back-to-back 180s. That's pretty bold. I quite like that. From a football wise, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Richmond to defeat the Western Bulldogs. I had them by 3, but let's go make it bold and say pretty convincingly at 28 points. I don't think Bevo's going to be sacked because he's more or less unsackable at this point, but I do think it'll be a bold prediction to say they're going to lose, and they're going to lose comprehensively. And with that, we're at the end of the pod, so I hope you've enjoyed this, everyone. I hope everyone enjoyed, you know, just taking Hawker to task, which is kind of part of the pod at this point. We've done it a bit, and I should probably pick someone else, but I won't. At least not until next week. So until then, peace out.